Brian Sunge on the Tour is our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 23rd of March. Just what's going on this day in history. On this day in the year 1400, after a 175-year rule and three victories over Mongol invaders, the Tran Dynasty of Vietnam was deposed by Ho Quai Lai, a court official. Ho Quai Lai was the maternal grandfather of the last Tran Emperor, a five-year-old boy who he forced to abdicate the throne after already having forced the boy's father into early retirement and then having him killed. By comparison, the Ho dynasty which he went on and founded only lasted an embarrassingly short 6 years. It ended with a defeat at the hands of the Chinese Yongle Emperor. Ho Quai Lai was captured and forced to work as a Chinese soldier and security guard for the rest of his life. Waltham Abbey was surrendered to King Henry VIII of England on March 23rd, the last religious community to be closed during the dissolution of the monasteries. American founding father Patrick Henry delivered his famous speech, "Give me liberty or give me death," as part of the American Revolutionary War on today's date in 1775. 1801, Tsar Paul I of Russia was struck with a sword, strangled, and finally trampled to death inside his bedroom at St. Michael's Castle. Somebody really clearly wanted Paul dead. He was succeeded by his son, the then 23-year-old Alexander I. 1887, 81 miners were killed in a coal gas explosion at Bulleh in New South Wales. 1911, the steamer SS Yongala struck a cyclone and sunk off the coast of Townsville, killing 122 people. In historical baddie news, 1919, Milan, Italy, Benito Mussolini founded his fascist political movement. And in 1933, the Reichstag passed the Enabling Act of 1933, making Adolf Hitler dictator of Germany. 1945, as part of the largest operation in World War II's Pacific Theater, 1,500 U.S. Navy ships bombarded the Japanese island of Okinawa. Pakistan became the first Islamic Republic in the world on today's date, 1956. March 23rd is Republic Day in Pakistan. The first of the 12 Nixon interviews were videotaped with British journalist David Frost interviewing former U.S. President Richard Nixon about the Watergate scandal and the Nixon tapes on March 23rd in 1977. Look out for a sequel to those interviews coming very soon, God willing. 1991, the Revolutionary United Front invaded Sierra Leone in an attempt to overthrow Joseph Sadu Momo, sparking a gruesome 11-year Sierra Leone civil war. And finally, in 2001, the Russia Mir space station was disposed of, breaking apart in the atmosphere before falling into the southern Pacific Ocean near Fiji. So I'ma stick around with Russ and be a mentor. Bust a few rhymes so motherfuckers remember what the thought is. I brought all this so you could survive when law is lawless. Feeling sensations that you thought was dead. No squealing, remember that it's all in your head. Got some very famous birthdays for us as well this morning. Star of the silver screen, Joan Crawford, born on this day in 1908. Famed director Akira Kurosawa, a hugely influential figure in film, March 23rd in 1910. Father of rocket science, one of the most influential rocket scientists of all time, Wernher von Braun, was born March 23 in 1912. And celebrity gossip master Perez Hilton is turning 40 this morning. Got some very famous musos for us as well. Rick Okazek, lead singer and guitarist for The Cars, is 69 this morning. Bill Lanzon of Uriah Heep is 68. Shaka Khan. Queen of Funk is 65. Very happy birthday, Shaka Khan. Great artist, but we are going out on this one today. Going out to Damon Albarn of Blur, also co-creator of one of my favourite virtual all-animated bands, Gorillaz. Draws inspiration from a wide variety of sources and a terrific collaborator with a lot of great artists. Damon's 50 today, Very happy birthday, Damon. Going out on Clint Eastwood by Gorillaz on this day in history for 2SER 107.3.